This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Chicago with Look Away. It is 5:42 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for Keep In View. And as we all know, job hunting can be a painstaking, sometimes painful process. And recently, a viral post on LinkedIn was reported in the news after it exposed this rise of never-ending job interviews. And this was in relation to candidates who were forced to attend multiple interview sessions by a single company. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so the post was made by a software engineer in the US. His name is Mike Conley, and he was looking for a new job after being laid off during the pandemic. But he found that the interview process to be really long-winded and difficult because a lot of companies were doing multiple rounds of interviews only for them to, you know, like say things like the hiring was delayed because of COVID. And then another company also... He was going for interview. Then he made it through three rounds of interviews only to receive an email to coordinate six more rounds of interviews. So it was like a boxing match. You had like nine rounds there. So when asked if these were the final rounds, the HR responded with, "We don't know." And so when Mike shared his experience online, he found that people all over the world had faced similar experiences, with many going through a ridiculous number of interviews. And some recruitment experts have explained that this is because it is costly for the companies if they make the wrong decision. So they overcompensate by having really detailed recruitment, apparently. So the experts are also calling for companies to have a more streamlined process because, you know, all these best candidates are usually only available for a short period of time. So, you know, you have a maximum of three or four interviews before you even... go through this journey to the West of sorts. You know, so... They're also calling for a reduction in the number of interviewers involved because it just makes it unnecessarily, you know, like uncomfortable and uncomplicated. Every different stage, it's like all these video games, you meet new characters.
New bosses,
right? So you have this boss fight at every stage. So it became like that.
You know, and I understand that for companies, they want to avoid hiring the wrong person because it's costly. It is.
Yeah.
While that's true, surely having this hiring SOPs also just drives people away to other businesses and other jobs.
That's true, because according to a survey from a global staffing firm, Robert Half, about 62% of US professionals say that they lose interest in a job if they don't hear back from the employer within 2 weeks. And besides that, the survey also showed that this would impact a company's reputation, because 26% of respondents said that they would leave a negative comment anonymously on review sites about the company. So if they felt like they were unfairly treated during this, I mean, the longer you are interviewing these people, they also find out about you, you see?
Mm.
So, and that could potentially harm the chances for the company to attract top talent down the road. And experts have also said that this would give candidates insights into the work culture of a company, like I said, because if you've done everything a company has asked you to do, and they are still uncertain about what you can do, that only tells something about them. And you also kind of like get an idea that whether is this the kind of organization that you want to be work, you know, with these managers who are so unsure what they want. And like just my personal experience, my maximum stages of interviews that I had is like seven times I've been called in for a job interview. And even after the seventh time, I didn't get a reply, whether I'm hired or not. But I mean, obviously, I wanted the job. So I was like, I even had to like hold the other offers that I had on the table. Just say I was delaying, and the other companies were thinking I'm just like playing hard to get.
Mm.
But I was really waiting for this one particular job, right? So I think in that kind of situation, sometimes when these companies have like, they think they have that bargaining power over you, and they also see how desperate you are, they can really, you know, pull their weight on how they play this game with you. But another interesting experience I had is I was going through all these interview processes, right? And then in one stage, I was given like a problem-solving test. How would you do it if you, you know, if I were to give you this project? And then I gave my ideas and everything. They didn't hire me, okay? And then 2 months later, I saw them posting on their social media the exact thing that I told them, a campaign that I actually proposed to them. And it's very unique to me because I know I had inserted some mechanisms there that how you should be doing it. And they were exactly the same. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So I felt like really like, hey, this is so unfair. Like you take my ideas and then you just hire a different person. So
I've seen that happen actually recently when an intern, I believe in the United States, talking about, I'm not going to name the company, but one of the really huge sneaker brands actually asking for the same thing. You know, if I gave you a design challenge, how would you design my high tops? And and they went and designed it. And a little while later, they saw it in production and they never got the job.
Oh,
so
my God.
I think that, you know, we talk about the popular interview questions, right? Like, what is your greatest weakness and all that? But one of the more popular versions now is, hey, let me give you a company problem.
Yeah, company.
And then you solve it.
Yeah. I mean, how do you tackle all these things, right? So how do I think all these intellectual property things coming into play as well when you are doing this interview, right? So sometimes you give your best idea that you had, right? And then they just like steal it from you.
I wanted to know for the company that you had 7 interviews for, whether it started to change your mind about them at any point.
It did, but I was also telling myself that so I was told that it's taking this long because they had a bad experience with their previous hire and it was they didn't want to repeat that mistake. But then after I joined the company, I realized that for the other candidates, they didn't do the seven stages of interview, right? So I was like, oh, okay. So this is not standard. So it varies for different positions and different teams and different forms of traumas that they had in that particular department.
I have to say that my longest interview process was with BFM, but it was nothing like this. It was 3 and it made sense because at least
3 is fine.
3 is okay, I think. Yeah. And also with each new interview, I was speaking to a different person and I could recognize that why I was speaking to these people. So it made sense to me. And I think that that's the other thing about the never-ending job interviews. Who are they with, right? Like if you're just meeting different HR reps every round, then there's a real question here. But we're talking today about this rise of never-ending job interviews and how this may be a trend, a horrible one in hiring. We'd like to hear from you. I mean, is this something that you've experienced? And also, if you want to share maybe your best or worst job interview stories, send them our way. That number to call, 7733-2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.